Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're in a different phase right now. You know, we need to look at every possible scenario to help our team get better. And so when I talk about winning now, that absolutely comes into play. We're certainly not going to do something that doesn't make sense, but we will definitely talk about, you know, that type of move. And does that make sense? And maybe it makes a lot more sense now based on where our roster is and where our prospect pool is than it did, you know, 1, 2, 3 years ago.
Just transcribing that. We're in a different phase right now. Maybe it makes a lot more sense now than it did 1, 2, 3 years ago. On the idea of trading the 11th pick for win now. That's if the Sabres were to lose the lottery. Tonight's lottery, 6:30, the NHL draft lottery. It remains amazing that the caliber of player in the NHL that is up for a drawing. There's nothing like it. It is is a number one overall pick with the most consistency, I want to say. Not every single time. It's the most dominant force in sports. A number one NHL pick is the most dominant roster force in the league.
Yep.
I know the Sabres have two of them on the blue line, but like McKinnon, they won a drawing.
Yep.
McDavid,
they won.
Everyone,
they won a drawing.
Every single one of these guys,
the Penguins.
You win a drawing. It's kind of,
they
kind
all
of,
have, really, right?
Yeah. It's kind of incredible.
Yeah. Cup winners, though. No, it's pretty much the same, isn't it?
What's that?
Like, most cup winners have won a drawing, or a lot of them.
A lot of them have won.
Vegas might not have, but like Colorado did, and Pittsburgh 3 did, and Washington, who won one, did. So, right, there are exceptions, like Vegas, but it feels like most times. Vegas, by the way, though, Vegas is kind of, they're the Rams of the NHL, like, the Sabres this offseason, like, I liked hearing Adams on the different phase and like how the offseason will kind of go, because the Golden Knights are maybe the extreme of this, but any good big name player that's out there, they are in the ballgame every single time. No one in the world thought they needed Noah Hanifin. And at the deadline, what'd they do? We're going to just go trade for Noah Hanifin.
Yep.
Did anyone think they needed Thomas Hertl at the deadline? Let's go get Thomas Hertl, too. Just like, let's get as many good players as possible. We didn't draft any of them. We don't care.
They just trade.
We don't need picks. We don't need, we'll figure out the cap, right? So, you don't want to go, or you don't want to. I don't even want to say that. You can't really, if you're the Sabres, go down that path the way Vegas does. You're not the market for it. But a piece of that, one or two pieces like that, I did a mock offseason for Locked On Sabres yesterday, and I'm trying to go through, like, the only thing that makes sense for them this offseason is a move like that. That's it. Like, I actually had them trading for William Karlsson from Vegas. Like, go get a guy like that.
Well, you call Vegas and say, we'll give you a first-round draft pick. They're like, what's that? What do we do?
Well, they have to do something.
What do we do?
They are 8 million over the cap.
You're telling me we get what do we do with it? Do we call the league?
Do we have
how do these work?
Do we have to hire scouts now?
That's right.
If we do that?
Yeah. 803-0550. We talked a lot about the lottery tonight and also about the Bills schedule whenever it does come out. I am bracing myself for a Christmas Day game for the Bills.
Oh.
I'm bracing for it.
Just on vibes?
Yeah. I'm bracing for a Christmas Day game like I braced for defensive tackle in the first round.
But that didn't happen.
It did not happen.
It didn't happen. Everybody.
I'm over here saying, like, Thanksgiving is a little more limited because Detroit and Dallas are booked, and there's one other game, but two games on Christmas Day, like Bills, Dolphins, Christmas Day, Buffalo. Tell me the network doesn't want to show the Dolphins running around snow
Christmas. Hold on. This is what they're going to do, isn't it? They're sitting around in a room right now going, guys, Christmas, where... Right, and it's Amazon
where
for the first time.
Where do we want to be on Christmas Day? We got to be in.
Where do we get snow?
We're going to want snow.
Where do we get the snow globe
atmosphere?
Because it's Christmas, and that's how we... And they're going to play in Buffalo and Green Bay.
Yeah.
Crap. Crap.
I would hate Christmas Day.
Give me Christmas night, at least. At least Christmas night. How about on the road?
Well, you teased going to the break, likelihood of the Sabres lottery spots as compared to sporting events.
Sporting events this year. This is how, for a frame of reference on how likely the Sabres are to pick in each spot that they're possible for, which is six. They could pick in first, second, or a long shot third. I do have that one for you, too. Or the more likely ones, 11, 12, 13. So, you want the first pick first? You want the likelier picks first? We'll start at the bottom.
Sure.
13th. The Sabres' odds to pick 13th tonight are the same as Phil Mickelson to win the PGA Championship.
Okay. So these are odds of things that could happen, not odds of things that have happened.
Things that could happen this year.
All right.
So Mickelson to win the PGA.
Okay.
12th. The Sabres' odds of picking 12th are the same as the Bills to win the AFC. So what, decent?
Okay. That means one team behind them moves above them.
Yes.
Okay.
The Sabres' odds to pick 11th are the same as the Chiefs to make the playoffs.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's likely.
Their odds to pick 3rd are the same as Vanderbilt to win the national championship in football.
Yeah. Go Commodores.
Yep. The Sabres' odds to pick 2nd are the same as the Rams to win the Super Bowl.
I don't hate that.
Okay. Not bad.
You know, one more real good run out of Matthew Stafford.
Okay. And then their odds to pick 1st are the same as the Buccaneers to win the NFC.
Come on, Baker. You can do it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bucks and Seahawks, by the way. Either one of them.
Yeah.
Well, no, one of them. Those are their odds as they relate to Vanderbilt winning that. Third's not happening, just so everybody knows.
Fair enough.
So they could pick first.
Have I talked you into this Christmas Day game is going to happen?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm not happy about it. But yes. A Wednesday.
Where do they want to play? Well, okay, hold on. Let's explore this for a moment. Last year's Christmas Day games were where? Maybe the snow globe thing is wrong because it was Kansas City and the Raiders.
But isn't it different because isn't it Amazon this year, and do they want bigger games, and do they get to kind of a little more emphasis on what they want? Not they don't even make a demand. Just, you know, the people making the schedule will know how much money they're paying, and, you know, Mike North talked about this, the impact that has. So
it's going to be a doubleheader.
Right. You had games in Arrowhead last year on Christmas.
Wait, the Chiefs lost the Raiders at home?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they won the stupid Super Bowl.
Two defensive touchdowns. They lost 20-14.
The Chiefs are the dumbest team ever.
You had a game in Philadelphia. And then the night game on Christmas last year was that Ravens at 49ers game.
Okay.
Where the Ravens destroyed San Francisco.
So here's what I've got from CBS that we know the doubleheader will be happening. It's not clear which networks will be showing the games.
Okay.
CBS and Fox have both televised a Christmas game in each of the past 2 years, but that might not be the case this year. The NFL is putting the two games up for bid, and the bidding is expected to start at $50 million per game.
Wow. Money's crazy.
Hold on. It's not clear how high the bidding will go. But Amazon Prime paid $100 million for the Black Friday game last year.
$100 million?
Yeah.
For Tim Boyle to play quarterback?
That's right.
That must have been a tough deal.
So here it is. Like, you're going to need – those two Christmas games are going to be – like, I don't know about Bills Chiefs, but
if it's going to be Christmas, that's the one I want. I think I figured that out. I think that's the one I want. Put that as late in the year as possible. What is that? That's week 16?
No.
Get it out of the way on Christmas night or something. Yeah.
Absolutely not. I'm not in any world signing up for Patrick Mahomes coming into this town and ruining Christmas. No.
He's the Grinch.
No.
He's the Grinch. The Grinch is a happy ending in that movie. Eventually. Whoville.
Yeah,
Whoville is happy
good
at the end.
The Grinch turns good.
Yeah, but I don't want to worry about that part. You're too much context. I don't need that. The Whoville Whos are happy at the end of the movie.
No.
That's Bills Mafia in this hypothetical.
No, we won't even be allowed to be happy because the Bills beat the Chiefs on Christmas Day at home. And here's Nick Wright at midfield to tell you it didn't count.
But that's going to happen no matter what.
Well,
if you get it later in the year, then maybe they clinch something. Maybe they clinch the one seed.
If it happens in week four, we can all just forget about it. No Chiefs on Christmas. No.
Chiefs on Christmas is what I want.
Tom in Buffalo. Hey, Tom.
Hey, I want Christmas every year. I want to be the Detroit Lions of Christmas.
You want the Bills to own Christmas?
Yep.
Oh,
no. Every Christmas at what? Every one? Christmas, or yeah, every Christmas at
Bills
night?
Bills football.
All right. I don't.
I don't necessarily want it every year.
No.
Yeah, no. Christmas night,
hold
though.
On.
Like, Christmas night's not really an event. You're done with family stuff at that point, aren't you? Not everybody.
That's true. If it's like a 7 p.m. game.
7
okay.
p.m. Christmas every year? Like, I could get down with that. I'm playing on Tuesdays some years.
How about this text, though? Think of how many drunk Santas will go through tables. Have we had Santa going through a table yet?
No, this would be it, though.
There's potential there.
I'm sure that's happened, by the way.
Yeah, there's been a lot of tables over the years.
Grinch. It could be an event.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Snow Globe game. Bills home games.
I mean, who outranks them for Snow Globe game? Like, maybe Green Bay, and that's it.
Cleveland. New England.
Cleveland gets it. But Buffalo, I feel like, more than those other teams, no?
You know what I wonder? Okay, I'll play this game. You're Amazon. You're going to bid $100 million on this game, and you want a Snow Globe game. Are you contacting meteorologists to say, like, hey, Christmas this year, where is it most likely to snow? Is it New England? Is it Buffalo? Is it Baltimore?
Uh-huh.
Is it New York?
Uh-huh.
Pittsburgh?
Yeah. What are the atmosphere climates telling us right now about the weather in December?
Road game? No, there's no road. There's no road Christmas game that makes any sense. Home.
They don't play. They play in domes.
I think you say Chiefs. I say Dolphins.
I want Chiefs. Chiefs on Christmas.
Consider that the Dolphins' existence is schedule makers looking at the schedule and saying, where can we get them where people will want to see them get beat in the cold? Mm-hmm. That's all people want to see is the poser Dolphins play outside in the cold in December. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Extendo Sports coming up, and then the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.